This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I know technically December doesn't start for a while, but it sort of feels like it's almost here. A part of it is we've been having really warm weather. All of a sudden it went from the 50s to 90, which I guess is not... It happens a lot. And I was actually trying... Today is National Heat Awareness Day. And I was actually trying to find some statistics because I remember reading a long time ago that we're worried about all the wrong things, that that everybody worries about cancer. Well, more people are going to die of heart disease than cancer. But more people die of heat stroke, apparently, than everything else. And I was trying to find the statistics today, but they just don't list it as a disease. So it's very hard to find. I'll keep looking. But it is something to be aware of. By the time you're feeling thirsty, you're already dehydrated. So drink lots of liquids, especially if it's hot. Wear loose clothing, light-colored clothing. Wear a hat. And especially for kids. Every year, about 500 kids die from heat stroke because they're left in cars. Okay? So, first of all, it's not a very good idea to leave a kid in the car anyway. And remember, it's one of those bizarre lines in the sand because we were always left in cars when we were kids.
Yep.
And nobody even thought about it. I mean, they would sometimes roll down the window. So, and I remember getting hot. But more importantly, I can remember my brothers and sisters screaming, "You're not the boss of me." And then Mom and Dad would go off and they would go grocery shopping. I remember when we picked up Mom from the hospital with the latest addition to the family. And at that point, I think there were five of us in the car. And they left us in the car for probably the better part of an hour. And nobody thought anything of it. Nobody would have called the cops, and it never would have occurred to us that we shouldn't have been in the car. But now people are much more aware, and the issues of stranger danger, I guess, and also of heat. So
yeah,
don't leave your kids. I don't think people do that anymore. When's the last time you saw a kid in the car? I don't remember seeing one for a very long time. You know, in the parking lot, it used to be you'd see them all the time.
I mean, I rarely see them. I guess for me, it's like if the car's running, it's not so concerning. At least in the summertime, if they have AC. But still, I can't really remember the last.
I don't know the idea of a kid in the car with the. I mean, I suppose the AC helps, but that means somebody could break in the car and take the kid and the car. It
right.
means, assuming that, depending on the age of the kid, kids have been known to climb over and pretend to drive a car. I mean, it's just not a very safe thing to do.
Right. I guess I see it more in gas stations now. I mean, I remember as a kid, my mom would just leave us in the parking lot of, like, Target, and she would just be like, okay, I'll be back.
For weeks at a time.
Right, yeah.
Nobody does it anymore.
Right.
And if somebody did it, I suspect by the time the parent got back there, the cops would be there, and they'd probably issue a ticket for child endangerment or something.
Yeah.
It was probably never a very good idea, but it's just I mean, part of it is just an unfolding awareness, but it is National Heat Awareness Day. It's also Nothing to Fear Day, which I don't know how you can do both in the same day, because heat is an issue. So, whenever there's I think it was 1986 or something, there were 12,000 deaths in Europe from heat.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's one of those things that nobody really pays much attention to. And it's one of my favorite examples of being afraid of the wrong thing, because everybody is afraid of terrorism. Nobody says, don't go outside. There's
right.
sun out there.
Well, the lack of water consumption, too, I think is a big thing. You know,
yeah. Well,
thirsty, drink a pop.
Yeah. It's just a George Carlin comment that Americans had become very fearful of dehydration. We were always carrying bottles of water around. But now everybody carries bottles of water around.
Yeah.
And granted, supposedly because of climate change, things are a little warmer than they used to be, but not that much. I mean, we're talking about a degree or two.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody ever leaves home without water anymore. There we go. Which is not a bad thing. I'm in favor of water. Love for water. All right. On this day in 1199, John was crowned King of England. You know, I've been reading about China recently. I don't know exactly why. But China is an amazing society in that they invented stuff like the umbrella. I mean, we think Leonardo did it. The Chinese did it like 2,000 years before Leonardo. That drilling for oil, alphabet, writing, I mean, all sorts of things. They really ruled the world for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting society. And I guess what made me think about it is in 1199, we didn't have any kings here in the United States. We weren't the United States. We were just vast lands. In 1813, American forces captured Fort George in Canada, which is probably not celebrated much in Canada. In 1927, on this day, the Ford Motor Company stopped manufacturing the Model T and began to retool plants to make the Model A. Who knew? It's not this day, but it was this weekend in 1986 that they did Hands Across America, which I didn't remember, to be quite honest. But if you Google Hands Across America, there's a video, which is, it's terrible quality. But you'll see all of these, you'll see the guys from Miami Vice, Barbara Streisand, Michael Douglas, Whoopi Goldberg, Lily Tomlin, just gobs of people who are 30 years younger. So it's an amazing kind of video. The idea was that everybody would pay $10 and there would be hands from Los Angeles to New York City. We would have a unbroken train of people holding hands to wipe out, I think it was childhood hunger. I think that was the main point of it. But it's, Robin Williams was in it. I'm trying to think who else. But it's an amazing look at, I don't think it was very successful, to be quite honest. I'm not sure why it didn't actually happen. But the idea was incredibly charming and positive, to just hold hands and together we can do anything. But take a look at it. It's called Hands Across America. It was 2 days earlier because but it was this weekend. So you'll get a kick out of, I think, of understanding 30 years ago people were 30 years younger and looked it. On this day in 1933, the Federal Securities Act was signed into law requiring the registration of securities with the Federal Trade Commission. Dum dum dum. In 1933, also on this day, Walt Disney Company released The Three Little Pigs. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf. Which seems appropriate that somehow the Federal Trade Commission and Three Little Pigs came out on the same day. All right, that's my political comment. In 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge opened to pedestrian traffic, creating a link between San Francisco and Marin County. If you've ever walked across the Golden Gate Bridge, which I have, it swings, it moves. It's a suspension bridge. And if it wasn't for the Golden Gate, the George Washington Bridge, for about 3 seconds, was, I think, the largest span in the world. But the Golden Gate Bridge sort of eclipsed it. In 1986, Dragon Quest, the game credited as setting the template for role-playing video games, is released in Japan. Do you play those kinds of things? Do you play role-playing games?
I play a lot of video games, yeah. I'd say they're my equivalent to Broadway in movies.
Okay, he just completely obliterated any possibility of making fun of him, right?
Yep.
He said, okay, I do video games, you do Broadway in movies. Ha, ha, ha. How old is your son? Is young, right? He's like under 2.
Yeah, he's coming up to 2 pretty soon.
Yeah, he's probably a little too young to take to the movies. But Jungle Book is great. But probably when he's 5, it's also got some scary stuff in it. On this day, Barack Obama is the first president of the United States. This very day, visited Hiroshima, which is it's kind of what we've been talking about on and off for the last couple of weeks. Of a country admitting things in its past of which it's less than proud. And somebody's going to call and say, no, Hiroshima and dropping the bomb shortened the war. And I'm not disagreeing with the military decision one way or the other. But it's something that is, I mean, I think it was a really gutsy thing for him to go there. It's the first sitting president to ever do that. And I think it was a gutsball thing to do, and I'm glad he did it, even though it's a little uncomfortable. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at GunsAdvocate.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special. Their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. GunsAdvocate.com, the Trump special, ask for it. GunsAdvocate.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. If you're having a family gathering over the long weekend and have some issues you need to work out with me, don't wait till the last moment, because today is It's Broken, Let's Fix It Day. It's something we were talking about before, which is the change in the California law. About they had in some ways the strictest penalties for three strikes and you're out, and it was over the on a ballot initiative, the populace overturned it, which is pretty interesting, a couple of years ago, saying that for nonviolent crimes, it was overloading the system, it was costing a lot of money, it was taking people off the street that for not very good reasons. So they overturned it, and as a result, the sent like 1,700 people home. And what happens about that? What happens when you thought you were going to be in prison the rest of your life and you're not? And we're not even talking about exoneration. We're not talking about the cases that we've been reading about in the last couple of weeks of people who have been proved either innocent or that the DA rigged things or something of that sort. So I think you'll find it fascinating, and it's something that is going to affect all of us. I'm just looking out my window, and we talked about the America Cup a couple of weeks ago. There are 8 catamarans out there today. I have no idea. There must be another race. Maybe it's the... I don't know what it is. But there were only 6 for the America Cup, and there are 10 of them out there. And, I mean, seeing really big boats... I don't know. I'm a water person. I'm a Scorpio, so I like water, and I like boats, and I... whatever, I can tell you. All right, 855-993-7569. Try and stay it slowly, carefully. 885. That one's relative. Or 855. Sorry. 855-993-7569, which is probably easiest to remember by just 855-99-DR-JOY. Okay. Okay, Andreas is calling from as a follow up, huh? Because he called it me yesterday. What's on your mind, Andreas?
Tommy?
What's on your mind?
Okay, it is something about, we were talking about legalizing marijuana, and I gave her some numbers about the island here and so on, and the statistics were not correct.
Oh, no! Well, did you under-describe or over-describe?
Over-describe. Well, the...
Oh, no! No, Andreas, you lied to me. Oh, no. Everyone lies to me.
I lied to you, and I stand correct, and I apologize.
All right. Well, correct. All right, so Andreas called yesterday, and he said the Virgin Islands were the murder capital of the world, and per capita was the highest number of homicides because of all the drug traffic, and I was being so sympathetic and outraged on his behalf, and now he's saying, well, oops. Forget about it. All right. So what's the accurate?
I said we are number 2 on the
scale. Okay.
I forgot to qualify that this is per capita because I assume.
No, you did say that.
Everybody
you did,
knows
you,
that.
No, you did say per capita.
Okay. Well, that was disputed because either
the Chamber of Commerce came to your door.
No, we have a local talk show, and they were all over me. You know, I'm sure I'm not going to.
You actually did say per capita.
I said that's what I thought.
Yeah, you did.
But
so you just tell them that they can get the transcript, they can get the podcast. You did say per capita.
We are not number 2. We are only number 3.
Oh well, there you go.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, we're only number 3, you know. I don't know whether they're upset about it or...
Yeah, rats, no, you know, how do we get to number 2? We want to be number 1. Andreas, let me ask you a question. The people who were giving you a hard time on the talk show, had they heard you on mine first?
Well, I don't know. There were only 2 of them, but they were listening to...
Yeah, but they're probably your mother-in-law and your wife, so that's all right. All right. Well, listen, you, I'm glad we've demoted you from number 2 to number 3. Certainly something to you know, look. Let's try to be number 1. Actually, I went to a school that was voted one of the 2 worst college teams in the country, and we ruined our record by winning a game finally. So it was awful. It was heartbreaking. But you did say per capita, so don't worry.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. But they
all right. Well, listen, welcome to my world. Somebody is always calling up and saying, "You use the pluperfect when you should have used the past perfect." Okay, you're right. So welcome to my world. All right. Well, listen, I'm so disappointed that you're number three in terms of homicides per capita than number two. Something to aspire to.
That doesn't apply for me because I'm sure I'm going to be next here.
Well, I told you wear a bulletproof vest, and I told you, you know, the Chamber of Commerce is your biggest enemy. You know, they're not going to be amused with you. All right.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to set this straight.
Well, thank goodness.
Because there are probably the same listeners that listened to you yesterday. And,
well, hopefully, and every day,
and we are a lot safer, more safe than I predicted we were, and we are we have only so far in this year only 26, I believe, homicides, but if you prorate it for the rest of the year, and you know we. Make it about every 1,900 person is going to get killed here. Okay, so
Andreas,
but it's not safer than being number.
I think you should probably take some donuts to the Chamber of Commerce and sort of see if you can't make amends. There are four people who changed their plane reservations. Andreas, yes. Thank you for calling. Stay safe.
Yeah, thank
Bye.
You for yourself.
You know what? Being on the radio, you know, one of the issues about radio is people, first of all, that people do everything on their own time frame these days, right? It turns out, one of the statistics, I have to write to him and see if he'll send me his chart, that the largest movie distributor is now, doesn't have brick and mortar, right? It's Netflix.
Yeah.
But the biggest hotel, the biggest source of hotels doesn't have brick and mortar, it's Airbnb.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, that the biggest source of, I think, of sales in the United States is Amazon. I mean, they're just, that mean, I know the other two are right. I think it's Amazon. But the idea being that the internet and smartphones means we do things when we want, how we want. And so we're talking about radio, and again, I swear to you, at least half my listeners, I think, are listening on podcast. So it's... And so they listen when they want. They listen to what they want. They listen not necessarily in the order that I do the program. It's something that I am aware of, but it's interesting to me. And so Andreas called yesterday. and as he said, he shared the statistics. He did say per capita because I actually wrote it down. That's the only reason I know. Alrighty, and if you're going to be in New York for Fleet Week over the weekend, it turns out on the Intrepid they're going to show Top Gun. It's a free movie. You're allowed to bring your own popcorn and non-alcoholic beverages. Doesn't that sound like fun? Watch Top Gun on the Intrepid.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, opens at 7 o'clock. 85, don't bring your gun. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Christina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joyce. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a problem with my daughter-in-law. Actually, it's, both of them. And my daughter-in-law, she's always yelling to my son. And they are both under 33.
Well,
and they have two kids.
Do you live with your daughter-in-law?
Yes, they live with me because they used to live in Virginia.
Right.
But then my son found a job here in New York, and they own a house in Virginia, so
right.
They move everything here, and they're renting the house in Virginia. And when they move to me, I don't ask any money for the rent.
Well, Christina, that's probably not the world's best idea. I mean, as you know, where are you from originally?
I'm from New York.
That's where you.
And they used to live in New York.
No, but I mean, where were you born?
Oh, I was born in the Philippines.
Okay. Christina, you probably are from a culture that had that was more supportive of an extended family, of different generations living together. As you know, in this country, it's more unusual than usual. And because what I would say to you is, number one, how your daughter-in-law treats your son is up to him, not up to you. You have to buy out of that. Because let me tell you what happens. If you go to her and say you're not treating him very nicely, you're going to start a war that you cannot win.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to avoid.
Okay.
I don't interrupt.
But my dear, the deal is that if they lived in their own house, how long have they been living with you?
This is their second year.
And how old's the child?
The one in fourth grade, and the other one is in second grade.
So you're talking about what, a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old?
Yeah, something like that. Eight and ten.
How much longer do they intend to live with you?
Right now, because they cannot afford to buy a house in New York, and the girl keep on insisting him, let's buy a house here in New York.
No, but how, Christina? You're not answering the question. How much longer do they expect to live with you?
Me?
Yeah.
I think if my son will allow her, you know, they'll live with me for, you know, whenever.
Forever.
And forever.
Do you want them there?
Yeah, because I love my children. And, even if she says something bad, I don't even answer back to her. I just keep quiet, go to my room. But
So Christina, what's the question to me?
My question is, how do we handle this? Because my daughter-in-law texts him because they don't talk anymore for a couple of weeks.
Christina, look, I think you got about a bunch of problems here. I think you're trying to recreate an extended family in a country that's not very supportive of it. I think that not asking them to pay rent, maybe you can afford it financially, but emotionally it sounds to me it's a mess.
Okay. I want an answer from this, if you can help me. If my daughter-in-law will a divorce,
mm-hmm.
She's not working, okay? And do you think my son has the right for the children?
Probably not.
No. Okay, one more thing. Is it against the law for me to record, from the telephone, like how she treats my grandchildren and how she treats my son?
Christina, you got to be careful about this.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll tell you the best advice I can possibly give you.
Okay.
I know it's not what you're asking, and you're probably not going to like it, but my job is to try and be as helpful to you as possible.
Okay.
I think you have an untenable situation here. I think that the reason that they're living with you, I'm sure you're a lovely woman, I'm sure the kids adore you, I'm sure you're a wonderful woman, but they're living there because it's free. If I were you, if you have enough room to put four people in their household, if I were you, if you've got the extra space and you're lonely, rent that space to somebody who'll pay you rent, use the rent that you're getting from those strangers and subsidize their rent someplace else. Their marriage is falling apart because they're living with you. Now, their marriage might fall apart even if they weren't living with you, but I guarantee you it's an additional stress. You don't like her, she feels that it's not really her household. I mean, it's a mess, and presumably, as a mom, what you want is best for your son. You may not like this young woman, or you may not like this woman.
No, I like her.
Okay, but you understand that living with you is causing a lot of stress for them. Subsidize them someplace. And your son's acting like a nincompoop. I mean, he's 33 years old. He's a father of two, and he's living with his mother and not paying any rent. He has a job. She may need to get a job. They need to get out from underneath you and let you be the grandmother, not the landlady, because it's causing a lot of trouble for them. And I guarantee it's part of the stress in their life. Now, I don't know whether their marriage will make it if they're not there, but I guarantee you that it's adding to the trouble. And the idea of you going around and recording, I mean, what are you going to do with it? In most states, especially, you know, the two young children would probably be placed with their mother. They would have joint custody where she would probably have custodial care. And all you're going to do is make an enemy of your daughter-in-law, which means you'll never see those grandchildren if she gets custody of them. It's not your business. And the only reason it's your business is because they're living under your roof. Get them out. Tell them that you really, you know, that this isn't working for you. It's not working for them. It's too much strain on your heart. It's too much trouble in their marriage. They need to go live someplace else, and you'll give them first and last month's rent. And if you want to subsidize subsidize them, subsidize them. Your son is 33 years old and living with his mother without paying rent. That is not a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Dr. Joyce, even though I'm just in the house like once a week because I live in Queens.
You mean you don't live in the house with them?
I go there every week. I own the house.
So you live, you own the house, but you don't live there?
Just once a week I go there.
Why do you go there once a week?
Because it's my house. But
Christina, listen to me.
Okay.
If you had a tenant in that house, you would not go there once a week.
Okay.
Christina, you got to stay out of their lives.
Okay.
I misunderstood. I thought you were living in the house with them. But you're going there once a week. You shouldn't be doing either.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, Christina.
But even when they charge, were in Virginia,
Christina, charge them some rent. You're not doing your son any favors, all right?
Okay.
Charge them rent. Don't go there unless you're invited. Be a mother and a mother-in-law, not a landlady. Don't go there once a week. Don't go uninvited. Back off. All right? You'll be happier because, they're going to work out their marriage or not. You don't want to be the reason that their marriage breaks up. Your son will never forgive you, and your daughter-in-law won't let you see the kids. So this is not... Go and be stupid and cheerful and distant. All right? Stay in your own house. Charge them rent. Tell them you need the money. Don't go unless you're invited. And see what happens about their marriage. Okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, Christina.
Thank you very much, Steph.
You're most welcome. You know, this is a country that just doesn't tolerate extended families particularly well, and whether it should or shouldn't. I mean, we value independence and privacy in this country. It doesn't really work terribly well with extended families. Again, whether it should or shouldn't, not the issue. Liz, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, Liz?
I have a friend who's going through a divorce, and I've tried to be supportive and helpful of her and her five children, but she continues to be involved with a man that's 17 years older than her, and she could stand to lose custody of her children.
Yeah.
And I want to know how I can be helpful and supportive of her and yet not enable her to continue being involved with this man.
Well, I suppose it means you don't babysit for her kids when she's got a date. How old is your friend?
She's 34.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 51.
Okay. What is she asking you to do that you feel makes you an enabler?
Well, she just to call and talk and,
Got it. So what you can say, and listen, let me tell you, you can say this, and the words aren't that hard. Enforcing it's not all that easy, and it's certainly not going to make you popular. Because my friends, I mean, look, think about what I do for a living. Think about how staunch I am about the one-year rule. And my friends will come and say, I met this guy, and I'll say, listen, I'm your friend. I will talk with you about politics, religion, bad movies, weight loss. I will not talk with you about this guy because it makes me crazy. I don't want to judge you. You do whatever you're going to do. But I can't listen to you talk about something I think is nuts and crazy and destructive. And you can do that. You don't have to use all those words, but you can say, look, I think you're going to run your life in whatever way makes some sense to you, and I will listen to you talk about anything but Mr. Big, you know, or Mr. Small, or Mr. Old, or whatever he is. And you can do that and not listen to her. And I guarantee you what she's going to say. She's going to say, you're my only friend. I have no one to talk to. I thought we were friends. And you're going to say, we are friends. But if I were talking about voting for this candidate and why this candidate was so great, and it's a candidate you hate, you're not going to want to hear it because it puts you in a really uncomfortable position. So let's just agree that I will listen to you talk about anything except dating this guy, just because I think it's just, you know, I just don't want to hear about it. It puts me in a position where I either have to yell at you, which you not going to make you happy, or seemingly accept it, which makes my stomach hurt. So that's, you can put that line in the sand. Make some sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you've got something you need to talk with me about, we've got one segment left in this, and then we've got about another half hour. So give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook,
the creator of Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream. Bee Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. Bee Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but Bee Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. Bee Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at beespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, Blake, let's do an email here. I wonder, do you have any plans to go? You're going to go to the zoo with your kid, but your kid's too young to go. You don't take your kid to movies, do you?
You know, on occasion I do.
Does he sit still and be quiet? No.
Not yet. He has made it like almost the whole movie.
Yeah, don't take him to movies. It's too taxing for him. He doesn't need to sit still that long. And it's awful for people around. And you and his mom are allowed to have a date every once in a while without him schlepping along.
Yeah.
Get a babysitter. Or rent a video. The problem about videos is kids are now learning that they can wander around when they're watching the movie and talk. Yeah. And so then they have terrible behavior when they're in the theater. I know I'm sounding like Bah Humbug. It's why when they have, every once in a while they'll have a screen like they did the Angry Birds on a Saturday morning and said, bring your kids. And I thought, not going to do that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. People are not, there actually are theaters that have mommy and kid days.
Yep.
But they're in the morning, and they're movies that have already been out for a while. And I've seen people take kids into movies that I thought those kids are going to have nightmares the rest of their lives. But nevertheless, all right. So let's see. We've got X-Men out this weekend. We've got Alice Through the Looking Glass, Johnny Depp one. Let's see what happens this weekend. Okay, but you're going to go to the zoo. Much more fun. All right. So tell me. I just hopefully haven't taken up all of our time about the email. All right. Let's do our email.
Yeah, so if you remember, I don't recall if you had your little conference meeting or not. This one seems to pertain to the joke.
This one is from
an anonymous. Says, Dear Joy, okay. I have a favorite blonde joke that you may like, and I may miss calling or listening, so here it is in skeleton. Running wild blonde in a great fast convertible of your choice. Blonde motor officer, true goes off red and blue lights in the rearview mirror. Flustered blonde gets registration and insurance, but can't find her driver's license. It's not where it should be, in the card section of her pocketbook. She lays it carelessly on the door to rummage deeper into her purse as the pocketbook falls. Blonde motor officer deftly catches a pocketbook that falls open, and it's the makeup mirror. The officer stares at the mirror, closes the pocketbook. The officer hands it back to the wild blonde, saying, You can go now. I didn't know you were a cop. She goes on to give a suggestion. She says, Now myself, I think you should play this story a bit about how you get stopped but never get a ticket. You can sucker them in so they aren't sure if it's real or Memorex until the punchline. Are you a Swedish blonde? Make it a Saab cab brie. Oh, let me go, Swedish. Oh, my goodness. Amalgamated aircraft builders convertible. I'll meet you at the Russian border, griping with Delta wings, afterburner, and missiles removed, confirming canopy ejected for sexy power pop. BMW convertible? Dismiss the German blondes as producing not air parody aircraft since World War II.
So this is going to get everybody offended. This
right.
Is great. Yeah.
Such an airport rental in what? The Malibu coast? The Big Island Straits? Florida Flats? Texas Open Roads? This country has no shortage of seductive roads in every region. Play local to your audience.
All right, I will tell you. Thank you. I appreciate it. The conference was last weekend. And I think maybe, let's see how long, maybe I'll tell you one or two of the jokes. One of the jokes I could not tell, I talked with the editor and said, here, should I tell this joke? And I already thought I wasn't going to tell it. And he said, yeah, go ahead. And then he called me back and said, I don't think it's a great idea. And I decided not to do it. But what I did was I said, I've been censored. So anybody wants to hear the joke can ask me at the cocktail party. So that, it's actually a very good joke, but it's not airworthy. But I've actually been stopped a couple of times. I've been stopped a couple of times for speeding, which is one of the reasons I don't have a car. And the first time was in a rental car, in a little red convertible in Florida. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and the cop was behind me, and I sort of pulled over to let him go by me, and he thought I was drunk, I guess. And so he came up, and he stood behind me, which was odd. I guess in Florida they don't stand in front of you because they don't want to get shot. I don't know what it was. Yeah. And he said, have we been drinking? And I said, I don't know about you, but I don't drink, which is not the smartest way to do it. I mean, I was kind of wired because I was going at least 15 or 20 miles over the speed limit. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and nobody was there, but still. And so he took my license, and he said, look, you're a visitor here. Please behave. And he was absolutely right. And I said, you're absolutely right. I apologize. And then the second time I had gone the Mass Psych Association had asked me to give a keynote address right after I started on the air. And I'd only had my PhD for a couple of years. And I was really flattered, and I thought it was great. Well, it turns out they wanted to pull my license. You know, you can't be on the air. You're a psychologist. And none of them had ever heard the program. And I said, look, the genre is popular, so if it's not me, it's going to be somebody else who's not careful, who's not licensed. I said, if you ask most people who about psychology, they'll say Bob Newhart, who's an actor, or Joyce Brothers. And they said, well, yeah, we pulled her license. And I said, then you have no control. So, and that was not even the worst part. They had a wine and cheese reception afterward, and I walked away with a stack of business cards of people who were going to pull my license but said, you know, if you ever need a substitute host.
Man.
So, yeah, I was not happy. I was driving home, and I was a little wired, and the guy stopped me. Although I was just, the guy in front of me was going faster than I was, and when he stopped me, I burst into tears, which was not intentional. I was just so wired. So I have never gotten a speeding ticket. I have deserved them several times, but I have not gotten them. So there we go. And there's a guy, I was with a friend who made a U-turn or did something wrong, and he's convinced that we didn't get the ticket because he was driving with a blonde in a convertible, which was me. So I'm not convinced that that's what would save the ticket. But I have, I'm not saying this to sort of tempt fate, but as I get older, I'm a little more conservative about how I drive, because what I realize is that you can blow tires and things like that.
Right.
But I am. I actually owned a car that I had up to 145 once.
Nice.
Yeah, no speed. I like speed, but it's one of the reasons I could probably I could probably afford the car, but I don't think I could afford the speeding ticket, so I just don't have a car. So thank you. I'll tell you what. What do I have? I have a minute here or not? I don't think I do.
Yeah, you got a little bit.
Right, quickly.
Got 30 seconds.
No, I can't do it. I'll tell you when I come back. I'll tell you one of the jokes that I told. Well, I have two jokes that, I guess I have three jokes that I can tell you that are actually okay, I think. You know, but then what'll happen? Well, it's all right. As I said, I have no problem doing a joke show, except what happens is that the jokes begin to repeat, and me sort of laughing at jokes I've heard, you know, 15 minutes before gets a little tiresome, and I don't want to hurt your feelings by not laughing. But I'll tell you a couple of jokes, and you can use them at the at barbecues over the weekend. As long as if you hate them, you don't tell them in the game from me.
Ready? Deal.
All right, fair enough. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.